the Thursday before the official podcast expo, speaking with the one and only Leo Laporte. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is so fun. You just got here. Everybody who's anybody in podcasting is here.
Exactly. Did you go? Were you here for the Podcast Academy, or were you a part of that?
I was. I did. I just gave a little lecture there, which I understand somebody recorded and immediately posted on the web. So it's already on the web.
You're that popular.
Well, I'm trying to think. What did I say? Oh my God.
You know, I remember being at the Podcast Expo and watching you record your show live from it, and thinking, "Gosh, he's so young." And I figured out why.
Oh my God, you're lying.
No, you know why? I totally expected.
Gold.
Yes, because you're so wise, and you know the wise old man. But I go, "Gosh, he's such a young guy."
Oh boy, nobody's called me young in about 30 years. So thank you. I really appreciate that.
Now, when you talk about you've been around for that long, doing this for what, over 30 years, that's what makes you sound old too, so maybe you shouldn't do that. But tell my listeners, the Prime Spot Radio listeners, a little bit about your background, when you got started, how you got started in the whole tech teaching.
I'm an old radio guy, you know, and it is exactly 30 years. I'll be celebrating my 30th anniversary in radio in December, and about 15 years in television. But I started doing tech and nothing but tech around 91, which means it was like DOS 3.3 and, you know, Windows 3.0, not even 3.1. Dvorak and I used to do a radio show together for a long time, and he really got me my start. And I never did anything but tech stuff since then, which has been really, really great. I wasn't such a success in kind of general talk radio, but as soon as I found a really good niche, things started to take off, and I really loved doing it. And, of course, people know me best from Tech TV. For 6 years, we did a cult network, cable network devoted to technology, and that was so much fun, the screensavers and Call for Help. I still do Call for Help in Canada, but it's not the same.
You're based out of Canada?
No, I live in Northern California, and I do a radio show in L.A., I do a TV show in Canada, so I don't actually have any work where I live, so that's why I had to start doing some podcasts, so I could do something around my house.
No, I listen to you, and I try and learn through osmosis. And every once in a while, you bring up your family because, you know, the security with the kids. You have kids. And your wife doesn't sound like she's technical at all.
She doesn't know how to literally turn on the computer. And she's just started using email because she kind of has to. But she'll frequently come to me and say, "Where'd the window go?" And I'll have to show her. It's just minimized here. It's right there.
So that obviously works then. I mean, it must balance the whole household out. How technical are your kids?
Well, they're, you know, as they're 14 and 12, as any kids growing up nowadays, they're very technical. They come home, instead of turning on the TV, they turn on YouTube. You know, they both do email, chatting a lot. My 14-year-old's been on MySpace for a while. My son, Henry, is 12, just set up his first MySpace account. He's all excited. And, you know, it was kind of a neat thing to see his sister, his big sister. This is the new way kids relate, helping him set up his MySpace account. I thought that was really sweet. So they're very technically literate, but in a different way than geeks of my generation are. For us, it was an enthusiasm, a hobby. For them, it's just their life. It's just like everything else in their life, like the toaster or the skateboard. It's not something separate. It's not, ooh, this cool tech stuff. It's just their life.
Now, do you think that podcasting will totally change TV, radio? You know, because that... There's one thing you can't really control about another person. It's how they spend their spare time, what they listen to. So to be able to listen on demand, you know, I own listenatyourleisure.com. How do you see it changing TV, traditional TV and AM, FM radio?
Podcast is about two things. It's about choice, as you say, the ability to listen to what you want, where you want, and a much broader variety of shows. But it's also about voice. It's about people like you, like anybody really, having a chance to make a program. You know, when I started in radio, you had to really work hard to convince somebody to let you on the air, and then it was overnight, and then, you know, you were lucky if you got on the air. Nowadays, anybody who has something to say can say it, and you know what, if you're good at it and you say it well, you'll find an audience. So that's exciting. So both from the point of view of content creation, it's empowering a whole lot of people to create. And from the point of view of a pure consumer, and I think there's a blurred line now between podcast makers and podcast consumers, but from the point of view of a pure consumer, it's a real opportunity to hear all kinds of stuff you'd never hear.
All right, now you are involved in a lot of different podcasts. Give me some numbers what you're involved in.
I've lost track. We have a network, twit.tv, and it started with This Week in Tech, but now there's Security Now, there's Inside the Net, There's Floss Weekly, which is about open source software. I just started a Windows podcast. I'm counting. You can't see this, but I'm on my fingers right now. Windows Weekly with Paul Thurrott. I also have the Daily Gizwiz, which is a daily gadget podcast. I also have Futures in Biotech, which is about biotech. My radio show's podcast, I'm up to 8 now. And, of course, that's 2 3-hour shows a week. I also have a podcast called Mac Break Weekly, a weekly roundtable about Macs. I do a video podcast called Mac Break. That's in partnership with Pixel Core. That's 10, and then we have a couple that I don't produce, one, but what we have on the network. One is This Week in Media, which Alex Lindsay of Pixel Core does. It's fantastic. It's all about media creation. I think a lot of podcast creators would be interested in that. And we're just launching a new one next week, This Week in Law. We realized that we didn't have the skills to cover technology law. We're not lawyers, and on Twitter we would constantly be talking about these issues. And so one day I said, you know, we really need a lawyer. And I got calls from about 80 different lawyers who said, I'd like to do a podcast. Denise Howell was the one that really stood up in my mind. She's wonderful. She's one of the best-known legal bloggers. Wonderful, talented person. She's put together a great This Week in Law, and that'll debut next week. So I think we're up to 12 or 13, but I've actually lost. Oh, I forgot the Laporte report. Anyway, you get.
I don't know how you. Where I mean, especially because you're married, you have a family. I mean, how do you spend all the time on all this tech? How many days would you say a week out of 7 days do you not lay your head on your pillow at home because you're in some other city?
Well, I don't travel as much as I used to. I go to Canada 5 days a month and do the TV show up there. I fly to Toronto on a Monday. We do 15-hour-long TV shows in 4 days. I fly back Friday night. I do the radio show on the weekends. And actually what happened was that left me 3 weeks a month that I wasn't working. I didn't need to work. I was making enough money from the radio and TV. But I started doing these podcasts because I love to, right? And that's now turned into more than a full-time job. So it is a problem right now. I'm working 7 days a week and maybe 60 or 70 hours a week. I am doing something I love. And, you know, somebody once said the difference between a job and a hobby is a job is something you have to do. But it's the same actions, right? So podcasting is my hobby. It's something I love. It's not something I have to do. It's something I want to do.
It's like me. I say the prime spot, it's not a business, it's a pleasure. That's one of my... don't take it. Now, reiterate some of your websites.
Well, all you need to know really is twit.tv. That's where all the podcasts are. Thank you.
Thank you.
And good luck. Have a great show.
All right,
bye-bye.
I'll be listening to you tomorrow.
Okay.